Welcome to episode 788 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Isaiah chapters 60 to 62, often referred to as the Glory of Zion passages, present a vivid tapestry of restoration and redemption. These chapters, rich in imagery and prophetic vision, depict a future filled with hope and glory for Jerusalem and the people of Israel. In Christian theology, these passages are interpreted symbolically, pointing to the redemptive work of Christ and the ultimate restoration of all things in the new creation. As we often do, let's begin with the context. The book of Isaiah is a composite work, spanning several decades and reflecting different historical contexts. Chapters 60 to 62 belong to what scholars often call the third Isaiah, likely written after the Babylonian exile. This period was marked by the return of the Jewish people to Jerusalem, a time when expectations for a restored and glorified Zion were high. However, the reality they encountered was one of hardship and disappointment, with Jerusalem lying in ruins. Against this backdrop, Isaiah speaks words of hope and divine assurance. Isaiah 60 begins with a call to Jerusalem to arise and shine, for her light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon her. This imagery of light and glory stands in stark contrast to the darkness that covers the earth. It's a metaphor for divine favor and presence, signaling a reversal of fortunes. The passage anticipates a time when nations will come to Jerusalem's light and kings to the brightness of her dawn. This indicates not only restoration, but also a new status for Jerusalem as a center of global attraction. The chapter goes on to describe the wealth of nations coming to Jerusalem. It speaks of sons and daughters returning from afar, the wealth of the seas being converted, and the riches of nations coming. These verses symbolize the end of Israel's isolation and the acknowledgement of her special status by other nations. The latter part of Isaiah 60 speaks of a transformed Jerusalem where righteousness dwells and violence is no more. The sun and moon are no longer needed for light, because the Lord will be the everlasting light. This eschatological vision transcends a physical or historical restoration, pointing towards a new creation, where God's presence replaces all earthly sources of light and security. Isaiah 61 opens with the proclamation of the anointed servant, who brings good news to the poor, binds up the brokenhearted, proclaims freedom for captives, and releases prisoners from darkness. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus reads this passage in the synagogue and declares it fulfilled in their hearing. In Christian theology, this is a direct reference to Jesus' mission to bring spiritual redemption and freedom. The chapter continues with promises of rebuilding and restoration. The people once called deserted and desolate will be called Hephzibah, which means, my delight is in her, and they will be called Beulah, which means married. These names signify a restored relationship with God. The chapter closes with the image of a bridegroom adorning his bride, representing the joyous restoration of God's people. Isaiah 62 speaks with passion about Zion's new identity and destiny. The city will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. This name change signifies a transformation in the essence and purpose of Zion. The imagery of marriage is used again to illustrate Zion's intimate and joyous relationship with God. The chapter also speaks of watchmen on Jerusalem's walls who will never be silent, day or night. They remind God of his promises, symbolizing a persistent prayer and intercession for the fulfillment of God's promises. The chapter concludes with an announcement of salvation and the proclamation that God's people will be called the redeemed, the sought after, the city not forsaken. This points to the ultimate redemption and vindication of Zion. In Christian theology, these passages are often interpreted as prophetic visions of the redemptive work of Christ. Isaiah 61 verses 1 to 3, in particular, is seen as a direct reference to Jesus' mission of bringing spiritual redemption and freedom, as confirmed in the New Testament in Luke 4 verses 18 to 21. The themes of restoration, healing, and liberation in these chapters are understood as being fulfilled in Jesus' earthly ministry, his sacrificial death, and his resurrection. Furthermore, the gathering of the nations and the inclusion of Gentiles in the blessings of Zion, as foreseen in Isaiah 60, are interpreted as the expansion of God's covenant to include all people, not just ethnic Israel. This is realized in the growth of the early Christian church, as depicted in the New Testament, where the message of Jesus spreads from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth, encompassing people from all nations and backgrounds. The eschatological visions in Isaiah, particularly the new heavens and new earth, and the transformed Jerusalem, where God dwells with his people, are seen in Christian theology as pointing to the ultimate fulfillment of God's redemptive plan in the new creation. This is tied to the Christian hope of Christ's second coming, where there will be a complete restoration of creation, an end to sin, suffering, and death, and the establishment of a new, perfect order, where God reigns eternally. These chapters, in Isaiah, also serve as a source of hope and inspiration for Christians. They encourage believers to participate in God's redemptive work in the world, to be agents of healing, justice, and reconciliation, and to maintain hope amidst suffering and trials. The prophetic vision of a restored and glorified Zion serves as a reminder of God's faithfulness and the ultimate hope of redemption that awaits in God's kingdom. In Isaiah, light is a dominant motif, symbolizing restoration, divine favor, and revelation. Isaiah 60 verse 1 begins with a command to arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. This imagery of light, overcoming darkness, is a powerful metaphor for God's salvation and truth, dispelling the ignorance and despair of sin. Echoing this, Jesus declares in John 8 verse 12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. This statement aligns with Isaiah's imagery, positioning Jesus as the embodiment of divine light, bringing spiritual illumination and salvation to the world. Furthermore, the theme of light is prevalent in the New Testament, symbolizing truth, righteousness, and the presence of Christ. For instance, in Matthew 5 verses 14 to 16, Jesus tells his followers, "You are the light of the world," urging them to reflect his light in their lives. The glory of God in Isaiah symbolizes his majestic presence and the manifestation of his power. In Isaiah 60, the future glory of Zion is depicted as so overwhelming that it becomes a light to the nations. This divine glory is both a sign of God's favor and a transformative power that changes the status of God's people. In the New Testament, the theme of divine glory is intricately connected to Jesus. John 1 verse 14 states, "And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." The incarnation is seen as the ultimate manifestation of God's glory, with Jesus embodying the divine presence on earth. The theme of glory also pervades the teachings of Paul, who speaks of Christ's glory as the hope and end goal of Christian transformation. Isaiah's depiction of joy is intertwined with the themes of restoration and salvation. The joy in these chapters is profound and communal, stemming from God's redemptive actions. Isaiah 61 verse 10 expresses this joy exuberantly, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation." This theme is mirrored in the teachings of Jesus, where joy is often associated with the kingdom of God, salvation, and the fulfillment of God's promises. For example, in the parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin, in Luke 15, Jesus speaks of the great joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. Paul, in his letters, frequently associates joy with faith and life in Christ. These Glory of Zion passages present a profound vision of restoration and redemption. They foretell the redemptive work of Christ, the expansion of God's covenantal blessings to all people, and the ultimate restoration of all things in the new creation. These themes have profound implications for Christian belief and practice, offering hope and calling believers to live in anticipation of the full realization of God's redemptive plan. Father, thank you for being our light in darkness, for manifesting your glory in our lives, and for the boundless joy that comes from your salvation. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.